A new method of processing livestock in remote locations will be headquartered in Kodiak, and a new meat product will arrive along with it. The co-owners and operators of the new multi-location abattoir, or slaughterhouse, believe the technology has the potential to boost the economic viability of ranching in coastal Alaska while addressing environmental concerns. KMXT's Eric Wander has the story.
Father and son ranchers Bob and Nathan Mudd, owners of Sitkanak Cattle Ranch and founders of Alaska Meat Company, unveiled the MLA to the public in Bell's Flats Thursday afternoon. The abattoir is a mobile meat processing facility made possible by a conservation innovation grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service. Nathan Mudd said Alaskan islands present numerous challenges to livestock ranchers because of their remoteness. He said the new facility, which consists of four 28-foot fully mobile trailers, will help the Mudds meet the challenges of getting their product to market by bringing the processing facility to their cattle on Sitkanak Island.
It's a mobile facility that's designed to travel to remote places around Alaska, places that traditionally have been underserved or have not even had a way to harvest livestock. To have a facility that can go and make use of livestock that are currently just running wild on islands or remote places in Alaska.
Mudd said the line of meat products the facility will produce will come in handy for outdoorsmen, such as hunters, fishermen, and campers, but also for people who want to have something in their pantry in case of an emergency.
Start with, we're going to be producing steaks and stew meat that are all canned, so they'll all be fully cooked and pre-seasoned, and then also sausages. In the future, we may be looking into doing jerky and other products as well. And the reason that we went with these canned products and then sausage was so that we could have a product that's shelf-stable, that doesn't require cold storage, and by doing that, it makes it possible to be able to store it and transport it from remote places without high costs. And also the cost of the retailer that's selling the product and then the consumer storing it at their house.
Mudd explained how the MLA will fulfill the conservation requirements of the grant funding, including herd management and alleviating the often stressful process of transporting livestock.
There's herds, and Dad and I's herd is one that's just been running wild, and so to be able to go to remote places where there's been a lack of management historically, and to be able to manage those herds and to market the livestock that's out there, to assist in grazing management, and that's something that work with NRCS, and they provide technical assistance. Also, it's a low-stress option for slaughter. You know, to be able to take this out to the ranch or to the farm and slaughter out there, it decreases that amount of stress the animals have to go through. They don't have to travel on a boat to get to civilization. They don't have to lose weight, and it's a much nicer way to process animals, and a lot better, a lot healthier for the animals. And consequently, it produces a better meat product.
Andy Schroeder is the district manager of the Kodiak Island Soil and Water Conservation District, which assisted the Mudds in applying for the Conservation Innovation Grant. He said the group's mission is to conserve the natural resources of Kodiak Island, and that it has a direct relationship with agricultural producers in ensuring that their operations are sustainable and environmentally friendly.
Not just in Kodiak, but out the Aleutian chain and in various corners of Alaska, there are herds of hoofed animals that have been there for sometimes more than 100 years. And those herds nowadays, may not be a viable way to manage those herds and to keep their numbers under control. So left unchecked, a herd like that could grow to the point where not only are they unhealthy for each other, but they're damaging the soil that they're grazing on, overgrazing and depleting vegetation, impacting the local water quality and salmon habitat. These herds need to be managed, and the abattoir provides an economically viable way for that to happen.
Schroeder said that the abattoir is the first of its kind in Alaska, and that the Mudds are potentially providing an example for ranchers and agricultural producers across the state.
Because of our great distances that you need to travel over water, because of the huge spatial difference between the herds themselves and the marketplace, the challenges that ranchers have here are like nowhere else in the country. And so this is the first processing facility of its kind in Alaska. Part of the conditions of the Conservation Innovation Grant are that they share their findings and the technology with others. Part of the reason the government's willing to support this kind of initiative, they want to encourage more of these to spring up. And I know that Nathan and Bob are looking for partners to run this one. I think that they're paving the way, possibly for others to follow.
The meat produced by the Mudds with the MLA will be USDA approved, shelf-stable, and locally and organically raised and processed. They will have no additives such as antibiotics, hormones, steroids, or pesticides. Mudd said the target date for having the products available in Kodiak is December 15th. The Mudds are still looking for retailers, but said Cost Savers has already agreed to sell their products, which will also be available for online orders at alaskameat.com. I'm Eric Wander.